Welcome back to the final hour of the Chad Hastie Show on News Talk 790 KFYO, online, KFYO.com, and wherever you go with the Radio Pop app. Just download it for your iPhone, Android device. You can take the show wherever you go. Just search for KFYO Radio. A lot to get into in this hour of the program. First voice you hear from on the other side, the very talented Ariel Walden. First voice that you hear from. But before we get back into politics, because sometimes you just have to take a step back and enjoy some of the finer things in life, including barbecue. And joining me, this guy has an excellent title. The barbecue editor of Texas Monthly Magazine, Daniel Vaughn. Daniel, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great this morning.
Well, thanks for thanks for coming on the show.
On.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you being here. I know I was keeping up with you on Twitter yesterday, and you can follow Daniel at BBQ Snob on Twitter. And it looks like you were traveling all throughout West Texas yesterday.
Yeah, you know, whenever I have an event to attend, wherever it is in Texas, I always prefer to drive and drive the back roads and just go out searching for barbecue.
What'd you find yesterday?
Well, I found a number of places. One in Archer City, doing a good pulled pork, and then headed over to TC's Ponderosa in Dickens, just about an hour east of town here.
Very cool. Today, I know you'll be speaking a luncheon with the is it Lubbock Advertising Federation, correct?
That's right, yeah. It'll be at noon today. There's still some tickets available. Lunch will be served there. It'll be over at the Legacy Event Center.
How does one become the barbecue editor of Texas Monthly Magazine? As I understand, you're the only barbecue editor in the United States. How did this all happen?
Yeah, as far as we know, I'm the only one. basically, I just bribed our editor, Jake Silverstein, to give me the job. Now, you just got to keep eating. I just traveled all over the state. The folks at Texas Monthly had recognized that I had had a lot of coverage around the state for sure. Mm-hmm. And so when they were putting together the top 50, they asked me to be on their tasting team for the top 50 barbecue list that came out just a few months ago. And from there, our relationship just got better and better. And finally, we decided to really jump in and make this a full-time gig.
Well, that's awesome. And of course, people can still find the top 50 list on there. Obviously, Franklin's Barbecue down in Austin, that was your number one throughout the state. What is it about Franklin's that makes it the best barbecue?
Well, you know, there's barbecue out there, and there's brisket out there and ribs that they can probably equal Franklin on their good days, but the thing about Franklin is just its consistency. It's that every day you go there, you're going to get the same great quality meat.
Is that something you look for when you're traveling and you're looking at good barbecue versus great barbecue versus the stuff where you go, don't ever bring that to my table again, please don't? Is that what you're looking for? Is it consistency?
Well, I mean, primarily I'm looking for good smoked meat. I wish I had the benefit of going to every one of the places that I visit two or three times. But the fact is that, you know, as I'm traveling around on five-hour each-way road trips and back-to-back days, pretty much just hit a place whenever I can, and I get that one visit. So, you know, certainly if I am able to go back to a place, its consistency matters a lot. But I've got to admit that most of the places that I go to, at least they're kind of out and about, I only get to visit once.
Right. So what do you look for? What do you look for in a barbecue place?
Well, I usually go in and order at least three meats. I usually get the brisket and ribs if they've got them, which nearly everybody does. And then sausage if it's like a homemade sausage or they get it from a local butcher shop, or any other specialty meat that they might have on the menu. Certainly, I try the sides as well, but really it all comes down to how the meat tastes. It all comes down to the flavors it's got, the smokiness, whether it's obvious that it was served from or that it was smoked a couple of days ago and they're just serving it when I got there. And then of those meats, really brisket is the most important.
Yeah. you can kind of judge, I guess, a place. When I went down to Austin a few months ago because I was inspired by your list, actually, to go and try some different places in Austin. And there were quite a few, obviously, some great spots down in Austin. Went to Friedman's Barbecue, which I thought that they had a great brisket there. And you can tell the difference. If you get brisket and it's really done well, you just kind of know that everything else is going to fall into place. That's how it seems to me, at least.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That and the fact that, between great brisket and just good brisket, it's a huge gap. Like, you can eat good brisket day after day and, you know, be happy with it. But then when you get that bite of that, you know, very rare bite of great brisket from a great barbecue joint, it's just unmistakable. It's just, wow, yeah, that's it. That's what I'm looking for.
We're visiting with Daniel Vaughn, the barbecue editor over at Texas Monthly Magazine. What do you think, because you visit with the owners, you visit with these folks, what is the difference between the good brisket and the great brisket? How do they make that difference?
Well, I mean, just a lot of it is the dedication to the craft. Being able to put the time and effort in to pay close attention to the meat that they're cooking all night long. You know, the idea that you can just kind of set it and forget it overnight or be able to just batten down the hatches in your smoker and let things smolder for an eight-hour run overnight. You can get good brisket that way, but you can't really get great brisket that way.
We have a question for you from a caller. He's on the line right now, so let's go ahead and do that. Let's bring on Billy. Billy, you're on with Daniel Vaughn.
How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Great.
Hey, Mr. Vaughn, I have a question to ask you, sir. How far, when are you going to get back to the Metroplex, the Dallas-Fort Worth area?
Well, that's actually where I live. So I'll be headed back there later today, actually.
Why I ask you that is that I have a brother-in-law. He has a barbecue place called Off the Bone, West Texas South.
And it's in Dallas?
Have you heard that?
Yeah. Off the Bone is good. It made our honorable mention list in Texas Monthly.
Oh, very nice.
All right. Okay. All right. I didn't know you had put that, you know. I was just putting the plug in for him, you know, because he made Dallas Magazine, D Magazine, he was number one at one time.
Oh, you're talking about the Off the Bone over in Fort Worth?
Yeah, in Forest Hill there.
Yeah, there's one in Dallas and one in Fort Worth. The one in Dallas made the honorable mention list for their... And the one in Fort Worth made the honorable mention list for their ribs.
Hey, there we go.
All right, we're good then.
Billy, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
All right, okay.
I'm going to have to go and try Off the Bone then next time I'm in Dallas.
You need to go check it out. You're in Forest Hill off of Old Man Fields Highway.
I'll do it. All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Billy.
Yeah, the brother-in-law will tell you.
All right. Will do.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Hey, Daniel, that's funny. Daniel, what are some plays? Are you going to be trying any, because I know you just mentioned that you're going to be heading back to the Dallas-Fort Worth area today. Are you going to be trying any places in and around Lubbock or outside of Lubbock? Because I know there are a lot of people out there, and, you know, going through the top 50 list, nowhere in Lubbock made the list, and I think there are quite a few people out there going, we don't have a lot of great barbecue maybe out here. There's some good spots, but maybe not something that rises to Franklin's or Friedman's down in Austin. Are you going to be trying some places out here?
Yeah, I am going to be trying some places out here. Like you said, as far as the top 50 list goes, you've got a place in Abilene and Sweetwater, and that's pretty much the closest you've got to here.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, my plan is to try a few places this morning before the event, and then also hit a few before I head out of town. I hear that complaint a lot from, and it's not just in Lubbock, it's really all over the state that, when are we going to get that, when are we going to get a good barbecue culture around here?
Right.
And really, I've seen it happen in Dallas, I've seen it happen in Houston, and in Austin as well. It's, you really just need that one good, really great place. So you get that one good place in there, and then everybody else who opens up after it knows that that's the mark they've got to hit. It just builds. It just happens that way. So,
and I think that's starting to happen out here. There's a gentleman who owns a food truck out here, which he makes a great brisket and does some great stuff out here. So I think that's starting to really pick up. I hope out here with some more places as well.
Now, here I am. You haven't sent me any of your recommendations.
I'll do that. I'll send you some recommendations. Hey, let's take one more question before we let Daniel Vaughn, he's the barbecue editor of Texas Monthly, before we let him go, let's go back to the phones. And Tom has a question for you. Tom, you're on with Daniel Vaughn.
Yeah, Daniel, I wanted to ask you a question. What about, are we going to see an actual pit smoke barbecue cookbook?
Hmm.
From me?
Well, you're the one traveling around testing all this stuff. We need a great barbecue, you know, an outdoor wood fire pit smoke cookbook.
Right. Yeah, I agree with you. I think, you know, there's so many barbecue books out there, but most of those are kind of veer off towards competition barbecue and what people are looking for in competitions, or they kind of veer off more into grilling territory. So, yeah, I think you're right. I think there is room for one. You know, I've traveled around a lot for the book and talked to a lot of pitmasters and got some of their techniques towards the end of the book there in the pitmaster profiles. They're not exactly recipes, and I think that's one of the issues is that, you know, a dash of this and a pinch of that is really not what makes it great barbecue. It's so much about the experience and the knowledge and cooking. You know, once you get that 100th brisket done, you know, you might feel comfortable with it. And being able to just kind of put all that down into words in a cookbook, I think is going to be challenging. Now, not to say that I don't think it's impossible. I've actually thought about, you know, doing it in a way that's kind of like looking at different ways to change up the recipes all the way through the process and see what works and what doesn't. Like, okay, if we want to try it at this temperature or this amount of time for this cut, maybe add this rub ingredient or take this rub ingredient away and just really come up with what I think are maybe the, I hate to say it, but like the perfect recipes for some of these cuts.
Right. Well, I'll be forward to seeing something that comes out. Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. Before we let you go, we've been visiting with Daniel Vaughn, barbecue editor of Texas Monthly. You can follow him on Twitter, at BBQSnob on Twitter. Before I let you go, the barbecue joints that you've been to, do you look around at maybe the restaurant itself or the, you know, if it's a food truck or whatever, do you look around at what's happening inside the place as well and take that into account when you're reviewing some of these barbecue joints?
You know, of course, it's hard to separate anything from a full experience at a restaurant. I mean, when you're in the restaurant, when you're talking to the people, certainly the atmosphere, the service that you get, all comes into play. But it's certainly not something that I put up there. Is put up there anywhere near how the meat is.
Yeah.
I mean, if I get surly service in a dump and it's incredibly good barbecue, then that place is probably going to get a good rating anyway.
Yeah.
I think people understand that great barbecue is sometimes a challenging thing. It's sometimes hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you have to just pay, you know, sometimes they're only taking cash. Sometimes they have odd hours. And, you know, sometimes they're just difficult people to deal with. Their specialty is being alone with a pit. So sometimes introducing customers doesn't always work out well.
For people who haven't made it to Franklin's, you got to tell them about the Franklin's experience.
Yeah, well, you know, these days it's about a 3-hour wait. Last time I was there, last time I was in that area, it was 7:30 in the morning, and somebody had just plopped down their chair. And Franklin opens at 11.
Yeah.
So that's a long, long time to wait. But it's about a 3-hour long line, and people seem to love it. Like, they bring chairs and games and books and beer and it's basically like a tailgating atmosphere.
Yeah.
And then when they open the doors, then usually it's Aaron Franklin there cutting the meat for you, and people order with abandon.
Yeah, it's very impressive. Daniel Vaughn, barbecue editor at Texas Monthly Magazine. You can follow him on Twitter at BBQSnob. He'll be speaking today at the Lubbock Advertising Federation. You can still get tickets. The website is LubbockAdFed.com/luncheon. You can get tickets there. You can also probably Google it and find it as well. Daniel, I appreciate your time today. It's been fun talking with you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I'll let you know what I find around here.
All right, thank you very much. Daniel Vaughn, the barbecue editor of Texas Monthly Magazine. Thank you again, sir. We'll talk to you again later on, hopefully this year.
All right, sounds great.
Thank you very much.